AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Donald Trump and the Republican Party say they raised more than $65.6 million in March. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee closed out the month of March with $93.1 million in their campaign accounts. That's a significant increase as they try to catch up to the fundraising of President Joe Biden and the Democrats. Biden and the Democratic National Committee have not yet released their fundraising numbers for March, but their political operation says they brought in $53 million in February and closed out that month with $155 million cash on hand. Biden has been fundraising jointly with his party since he launched his reelection campaign, while Trump first had to clear a field of challengers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Speaking with reporters, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is weighing a plan to provide Ukraine with long-term aid rather than depending on short-term measures.
Why they have problems standing up against the Russian force with overwhelming military power because of they are able to outgun them with more ammunition and more artillery.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are set to speak amid growing frustration at the White House over Israel's handling of the war in Gaza.
A U.S. official says the call will come Thursday after an Israeli airstrike that killed seven aid workers.
He's outraged. He's heartbroken.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and National Security Spokesman John Kirby say while Israel has the right to defend itself against Hamas,
as a modern military and a democracy, they have obligations to the innocent people of Gaza. And they have not always met those obligations.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Taiwan has been rocked by the strongest earthquake in 25 years. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma reports.
Taiwan says the earthquake has killed around 9 people and stranded around 70 workers in 2 rock quarries. The authorities add contact has been lost with dozens of people in minibuses after the quake downed phone networks. The Director General of the Red Cross in Taiwan, Larry Ning Pao Kao, recounts the moment he felt the quake.
My office is located in New Taipei City. But we still can feel the strength of the quake. So, yes, it's very strong.
Television images have shown neighbors and rescue workers lifting residents, including a toddler, through windows and onto the street. William Lai, Taiwan vice president, tells the media the most important thing right now is to rescue people. Officials say at least 930 people have been injured. I'm Charles Tiladesma.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.